It is about the relationship between Kezia and her father and how Kezia is affected. Kezia's father expects from her how she should respond. The expression "to be feared and avoided" indicates that she was afraid of her father. He would always give her instructions or orders, but never made an effort to know what she expected from him. She wanted his love and company. He only wanted her to be obedient, disciplined, organized, and a perfect person. He expected her to accept the things as they are and not to question anything. As a result, she could not build up self-confidence and didn't feel free to talk. If she tried to talk, she would end up stuttering. Her father never tried to find out what was going wrong in her life. He never gave her time to open her mind to him. On the suggestion of her grandmother, Kezia makes a beautiful pincushion for her father's birthday. She thought he would appreciate her feelings behind it. Out of ignorance, she stuffed it with papers which were very important to her father. He was furious when he came to know about this. She pleaded that it was for his birthday. Instead of being soft to her, he punished her by hitting her palms with a ruler. She screamed, but her father believed this was the only way to teach her not to touch what did not belong to her. Kezia was deeply hurt at this. Her question to her grandmother, "What did God make fathers for?" shows the intensity of her feelings. Her grandmother believed that she would forget the incident, but she did not. She was hurt emotionally. Physical wounds heal, but emotional ones don't. Kezia never got an opportunity to enjoy the company of her parents. She did not have an open relationship with them. See what she feels when she finds the McDonald's playing and enjoying together. She could see the thrill and joy on their faces. She wondered if it could be the same with her family. Her father had never been friendly with her, never encouraged her to feel free with him. She realized that all fathers are not alike. Her father was of a different sort. However, she wanted to enjoy her parents' company. Another incident happened which made Kezia realize something new about her father. Kezia was left alone at night when her mother was hospitalized, and her grandmother accompanied her mother. She had a nightmare. She screamed, calling out for grandmother. Her father came and comforted her. She had an opportunity to be close to him. The way he cared for her, comforted her, gave her a sense of security by taking her under his arms, made her realize that her father indeed had a big heart. He was not able to spend time with her because he was busy during the day. She says, "You have got a big heart, dear father."